This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ba'd. In this mini little series, I'm going to talk about what's known as cognitive distortions. So these are basically flawed thinking patterns that we may have during this time of the coronavirus. And it's a great time for us to reflect and see if any of these distortions are affecting our daily lives. So basically, we are going to be thinking about thinking. What are some cognitive distortions or ways of thinking which are not positive or healthy for us to have? The first one I want to cover is something known as all or nothing thinking. So an example of this is that, let's say you're on a diet and you have, you know, a little cheat meal, or you have a few chips which you weren't supposed to eat. And let's say you were on this diet for 6 months. Now you feel like, oh, I didn't accomplish anything. It's like either I'm 100% on the diet or I get nothing. And then what happens? We get discouraged and we start to not want to continue our goal. I work with a lot of clients in substance abuse, and I had a client one time, he had a relapse, which is not uncommon in recovery. It was a small amount, but what we try to do is say, look, that happened, but for the last 6 months or 8 months or 9 months, you've been sober. Let's not just discount that and just say, no, it's either all or nothing. I'm never going to make a mistake. And this is crucial with our relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِي لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ وَلَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ. In a very powerful hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that by him in whose hand my soul is, which is a statement that was used to basically swear an oath, he said, Allah is saying that if we did not commit sins, Allah would remove us and come with a group of people who did make mistakes, and they would seek forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive them. Why would Allah remove a group that's not making any mistakes? Because those are angels, right? لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Allah says that they do, the angels, they do what they're told, and they don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not angels. So we should not have just all or nothing thinking. Islam is a process. It didn't come for perfect people. It came for imperfect people. So when we mess up or make a mistake, we make istighfar. But if we've really been going good on something for a while, we don't want to fall into all or nothing thinking and just completely disregard any good that may have come before. The second is what's known as overgeneralization. So we will use words like always or never. And especially during this time, you know, someone may say, you know what, I never get a good job. Or I'm always second best in anything I do. Or people, and this is really, especially as we're spending time together as a family, people may start to get a little annoyed with each other and say things like, you never do this when I ask you to do it. Think about this. Never? That's a very strong word. Has this person really never done anything for you, or you've never had something that was positive in your life? This is flawed thinking, and when we'll look at it and analyze it as we're doing now, we'll see that it simply is not true. And really, it is a sign of not being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just discounting the blessings He's given us. And that can lead to a bad opinion of Allah. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith Qudsi that ana inda dhanni 'abdi bi, that Allah is saying, I am in the opinion of my servant. So if we have a positive opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's how we're going to find Him. And if we have a negative opinion, then that's what we're going to find. So we want to distance ourselves from this overgeneralization using words like always or never, and think about it to remove these distortions. The last one I'll cover in this video is what's known as a mental filter. A mental filter is when we take an incident that happened and we disregard any positive that came from it and only focus on a negative thing. So, for example, let's say you had a presentation and there's 10 people watching. 9 of them said you did a wonderful job. Maybe one of them said you didn't do as wonderful a job as the other 9 said. We will sit and we will focus on that one negative comment, and we will ignore all of the other positive things. This is unhealthy. This makes us anxious. This is very stressful. When the vast majority are telling you you're doing something good, then, you know, focus on that. Take the constructive criticism, but that's not the dominant factor. And we can also flip it, right? If we have 9 out of 10 telling us we did a terrible job and 1 is telling us we did good, we want to use that to grow. There's a dua that I encourage all of us to read, which is Rabbi habli hukman wa alhiqni bis salihin, a dua in the Quran, where the dua is saying, oh Allah, grant me wisdom, and literally attach me with righteous people. Attach me with people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does that relate to having a mental filter? You see, righteous people do a lot of things for us. They make us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make us love our religion. They make us want to do good deeds. But they also are uplifting people. They're optimistic people. They're not always bringing us down. You know what we call toxic people. Toxic people take this mental filter and they always focus on the negative. So they will tell you, you know, negative things about your friends or your job, and they won't look at the whole picture because of this distorted way of thinking. So these are 3 of the distortions that I wanted to cover. Inshallah, this will get us thinking about thinking, and we'll continue in the next video. Jazakumullahu khairan wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad.